Welcome to the full coverage.
Hey, we got a special guest in the house today.
We got Miss Carrie.
Hello, hello.
Also known as I Love Sarah on IG.
Hello, everyone.
Also thank you guys for having me.
I love Sarah. I'm so excited. Sarah 2.
Sarah 2.
Wait, is that what people say?
She's got a lot. I love Sarah 2. I love Sarahi, Sabrina. Oh.
I think the Sarahi one is me.
So, yeah. That's actually you. You used to say it. You're better now.
I'm better now. I'm better now.
It's the Alabama.
It is.
Sarahi.
Not the he. Not Michael Jackson.
If you guys, if anyone here is named Sarahi or you have a similar name like that, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's just.
You've experienced all this.
Yeah. Like, sometimes if my middle name is being called in public, like when I was growing up, I would immediately stop them like halfway through. Like, I'm here, here.
Don't say my name.
Don't say it all.
Yeah, I'm like thank please you. Don't. Please don't. Yeah.
That's so funny.
That is so funny.
But I'm used to it. I don't correct anyone in person.
Yeah,
like,
no.
If someone calls it, I'm just like,
that's because you're sweet. You're always sweet.
Yeah, you're honestly the sweetest. Sometimes. Like, genuine. Okay, she's also a Virgo, like Laura.
She is.
And that's how we get along really well.
I love Karen for that exact reason. Laura's my best friend. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like just innately, I just love your energy because of it. I love Virgos.
Virgos are good. I like Virgos.
We're very unique. We're just amazing.
Oh, okay, and so clean, humble.
Clean, humble.
And clearly so humble.
We love to organize.
We hold grudges. We remember every time someone does us wrong. We remember everything.
I mean, honestly, so is that how you are too? Because like Laura does remember everything.
I remember a lot. I don't know. Like there's a lot of qualities. I don't know if this is like nice to say, like that I like about myself. And I'm like, wow, I'm happy that I'm very organized and
detail
oriented and blah, blah, you know, the list goes on of things. But then there's things about me that I'm like, I wish I really wasn't like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But then again, like, I feel like I can relate to every sign. Like sometimes I'm like, oh yeah, I'm like that too.
Yeah.
100%. But I think that's good though, because I think that I like there's traits about me too that I'm like, oh, I love this about me. And like, I don't mind being like, I love this about me.
Yeah.
But there's things that I'm like, why am I such a dumbass bitch? Like, there's moments too where I'm like, why am I like this?
Why don't
I have a man?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah. That's a different episode. This isn't about me. It's about you.
Let's get into it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
First of all, if you guys don't know who Karen is, she is beauty guru expertise.
Mm-hmm. IG baddie extraordinaire, actually.
Home decor guru.
I know,
slowly becoming more like a little bit of
lifestyle.
You know what, Laura actually really inspires me because we both started like in beauty, just like beauty. And then after that, we both like, I mean, we're both very similar in the sense that we love like
home.
Me and
Karen are the exact same age.
Oh yeah, I'll spend my whole day like, oh yeah, we have a few weeks apart.
Uh-huh, I think we're a week apart in age.
That's crazy.
That's insane. I actually didn't even know that myself. Yeah.
Really?
Wow, no, that's
so
insane.
We're like experiencing life at the same capacity, you know?
Yeah, but we're very into like the same things. Like if I could spend my Sunday afternoon always organizing, cleaning, I would. I just love that. I don't know. Maybe because we're just adults too, but yeah. I personally.
Yeah, same. I'm like, yeah, no, absolutely. I love cleaning and organizing.
You know what's funny? I always get asked, people are always like, wait, you don't have someone come clean your house? I'm like, no, I like to clean because I feel like I clean really good. Like, I take so much pride in the fact that I'm like, I cleaned that so well, that window, that counter.
I don't even let dust collect.
Like, yeah. I'm just already on it. But I enjoy it. I personally enjoy that. I think I get a little bit of me time.
Yeah.
And
you think it's like therapeutic.
Time off your phone. Yeah, but then it's really annoying too because sometimes I'm like, I can't move to the next thing without finishing something.
Like, it's almost like neurotic. Like, where you get to the point where it's literally like, okay, I have to come home in. Absolutely.
It's so fucking annoying.
I annoy
myself sometimes. And when I'm like, I don't know, I clean up and I know there's like a mark, like, I cannot move until I clean that up. Mm-hmm. And then mentally, it'll bother me all day long. Mm-hmm. That's part of the Virgo.
Are you the type of person who, like, if there's a bunch of dishes in the sink, like, I typically don't want to go to bed. Like, or if you're like, let me just do this real quick, even though it's like 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Let me just like.
Listen, put it this way. We came back from a trip just a few days ago, actually on Sunday, and we arrived home around 11:30. And I immediately unpacked my luggage, put everything away, put my dirty clothes away. And thankfully, because like I said, this is a Virgo part of me, I packed packing cubes.
Yes, the cubes.
But on my way home, I will make one of the biggest cubes my laundry. So when I get home, I just like pull the laundry one out, I'm just always like that. And then the next day, Sebastian was like, where's the luggage? I'm like, I already unpacked everything. He's like, oh, okay. But I always do that. And it was late. Mm-hmm. After that, I did a little bit of cleaning, a little tidying up. And then I went to bed around 1:30.
That sounds right. That sounds very right to me.
You guys, do you want to know
the Virgo for you?
Holy to me.
Y'all want to know the
Spirit.
Aries? Activate. Y'all want to know the real Aries gag? I still have a bag packed that I haven't fully emptied.
What year?
From 6 months ago.
Stop.
It's in my closet, so I'm not even
Manny.
Kidding. Like, it's still, I will send you a photo. I'll tell you guys both.
Can I come in and
I need a Virgo
man. I'll get rid of everything you own.
You know what? Virgo men are not like women.
Not good?
I don't think they are.
I heard that too. It's not the same.
I've heard really bad things about Virgo men.
You're kidding.
I don't know very many. I know a few, and the ones that I do know are pretty actually really cool.
Okay, cool.
But
it's like based off of experiences, like from other people.
Like, I always hear online, like, yes. Oh my God, love a Virgo woman, but not a Virgo man. And I'm like, wait, now I think about it, I think I only know 2 Virgo men. And I mean, they're cool,
but
we don't know them like, you know,
deep enough
Virgo
to know.
Virgo women are my favorite though. Yeah.
We are a little iconic.
Thank you.
And you know, I don't know if I've told this, but like, one of my high school best friends was a Virgo woman.
You must attract them.
Really?
I genuinely like love Virgo women. Like, I love it.
I'm into it.
And I'm out, but you like Arieses.
I do.
I mean,
I like Sagittarius too.
You know what sign is Tyler?
Cancer.
Oh, Mom, what's in your boo boo?
She's gonna trigger me, y'all. She's gonna trigger me on this.
What sign do you want then?
I actually don't. I would probably say Sag or Leo because I feel like those are my most compatible as an Aries.
So Sebastian's a Gemini.
Okay,
and we're like apparently. Not,
is that like a good compatibility?
No. We're like not supposed to be together, I guess.
But I mean, honestly.
But that's so untrue because you guys as a couple are kind of iconic.
Literally.
Yeah. How one is completely different. Oh my gosh. Okay, so yeah. January.
I'm genuinely curious.
January, I think it's 12 years. January.
Wow.
12 years.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. And like the next step is coming.
Yeah.
Honey, oh my the engagement gosh. Is here.
Whenever they got engaged, I was like, you guys are already a married couple.
Yeah, we really are.
That's probably the last thing you want to hear, though.
You know what? It's definitely like, we feel like we already are married because we've been together for so long, but I think nothing makes it better than like it being like official, yeah. like having totally. like really sealing it, celebrating like our love, our time
together.
That's
what it is. It's like honestly a celebration of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm like I guess you guys will be kind of the first to know because I'm not announcing
an exclusive. A full coverage exclusive.
So we got engaged. We got engaged December of 2020, actually, mm-hmm. December 13th. And it was kind of a weird time where we were like kind of going into a new year. We all obviously like were really unsure of how the world was going to be,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And we went into the year and we're like, okay, we enjoyed our engagement the first few months, just like really soaking it in because, you know, when you're engaged, those first few months, few weeks, it's just like the craziest feeling of mm-hmm. like happiness and just feeling like, I don't know, you're just on like cloud nine, right?
Yeah.
And then it gets into like, okay, let's start planning. So we started planning like around April, and then Sebastian's sister unfortunately had a really, really, really bad accident. She suffered from an AVM, which is a brain hemorrhage. And literally that week before we were viewing venues. And after that happened, we like pulled back on everything. We took our time. He really was like just not well.
Totally.
Really went through it with him and his family. And thankfully she's good now. She's alive. She made it and she's great now. But that kind of like set us back. And then we just got really busy. And then life just kind of caught up. And in this whole year, I feel like it just went by so fast.
It has been so busy.
So do I look at you guys? Or you guys?
You can look at us and them. And I kind of teeter back and forth.
So
like, I know when I'm with Sebastian, us, I'm always like this. And then because we have a monitor, I like stare at myself.
Me too.
It's a little bit of a, I'll do like, if I want to emphasize something, I'll be like, oh my God. And I'll literally look in the mirror and be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. And then go back. Just like things like that.
Good to know.
Yeah, there you go. You did it. Exactly
like when you
that.
Said, you're like, oh, you're a boo. I'm like, oh.
Right.
So that's why I go.
I'm fucking dead. We'll talk about that right now.
Okay. So you scaled back because
yeah, we pushed
going
back
on.
A little bit. And then from there, we're like, holy shit, we're like halfway into the year.
Yeah.
And I kind of started to panic. I was like, wait, like, we have nothing planned. Like I started freaking out, and I'm like, I don't know why I keep feeling like I have to rush. I don't know if it's because, you know, we've been together for so long, but I kind of panicked and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to be this couple's engaged for 5-10 years.
Yeah.
Like, right. I don't want to do that. And, you know, I stressed myself out and then I stopped. I'm like, okay, it'll happen when it's meant to happen. So just as of like a month ago, we started like looking at venues again. So we definitely took our time.
Yeah.
Because I realized with wedding and venue shopping, what I don't want, like as much as I saw beautiful things, I would go look at these venues and I was like, dude, this shit's corny.
Yeah.
Like, what is this? Like, what do you mean I gotta be done at 9?
I'm eating. You want something real.
Yo, I was seriously so... Like, I was catfish half the time because I would go look at these venues that I saw online.
Right.
And I get there and I'm like,
oh,
get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Horrible.
Yeah, but we still went and saw them because I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be optimistic and see maybe like if there's something that good can happen from it. Mm-hmm, but now we were catfish on like so many venues, and then a lot of them just had so many rules. And then we ended up actually circling back to one of the first venues that we looked at we really liked it, but we wanted to see our options.
Okay.
Yeah.
After like handfuls of options, we were like, you know what? I think it's the one. So this Friday we are making our deposit.
Fuck yeah.
And we'll have our official date.
We have a save the date. Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
And then I told Sebastian, you know, right when this is done, like we immediately have to start. Like,
yeah.
it's for real.
And when we got engaged, he planned everything and he had a little something at the house with very small friends, immediate family. And we never really got to celebrate that engagement because it was such a weird time. We couldn't get together with a lot of people. But I said, as soon as we book, like at the year away mark or however, because we don't really, you guys, we don't have a wedding date. We're going to see what they have open. Like we're not going based on like, I'm just going to pick a day that I feel like I want it on.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of different. People sometimes like to do it like on an anniversary or something.
Okay. I always wondered. I have no idea.
Yeah. Some people are like that. I don't really care. I'm like, it's what you have available and I'll work with you guys.
Right.
Totally. We're really easy going with that. But as soon as like that year mark hits, I'm going to have an engagement party. Like I'm going to throw up.
Like you're going to do it for reals.
It's like a mini wedding pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, as it should be.
After 12 years?
12 years?
Honey, like you got to like kind of do it up.
Oh yeah, I'm doing everything.
Like let's be honest here.
I'm literally going to have my bachelor party, probably in Puerto Rico. I want to go somewhere fun.
Like, you want to fucking do it up.
Oh, yeah.
I was actually going to ask, like, where would your be your dream? What's it called? A honeymoon.
You
like,
know,
do you have, like, a destination that you're like, dude, I want to go here for a honeymoon?
So many beautiful places.
Right. Yeah,
so,
you guys have already traveled. I'm
fortunate and grateful to have been to so many places. I have to say, though, one place I'm loving so much right now is Lake Como in Italy. It is romantic and beautiful. I think I want to go to Europe for sure, but I think I'm thinking Italy, somewhere in Italy. But again, like, I really don't know. Maybe I want to change it up to, like, an island
later
on. Maybe
in, like,
a
year you'll change it.
I don't know. Yeah. I just want to go somewhere very
different, somewhere you haven't been before.
I know that I don't want to be, like, in a city. Like, I don't want to be, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Traffic and whatnot. Yeah. Like, I want to go somewhere very, somewhere that I probably would never, like,
relax, free.
You know what I mean?
Beautiful scenery.
Have you seen Lake Como?
I don't know. I may have. Yeah, let's see it.
I like how Karen's like, let me bust out the video. Like, let me do the whole thing.
Let me go on TikTok, because TikTok's got these videos that have me convinced that I need to probably
go there. While we look at that, let me go and take a quick break.
Hey, we'll be right back after this.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. And we're back.
Woo!
And we're back.
I'm showing her the wedding invite list.
We're looking, just to make sure we're on the list.
Listen,
on the wedding list.
Look at, so you see my hands.
You like to triple check.
Scroll.
It's
worry.
Just scrolling. There's
I
no
actually
typing
have
involved.
You, Tyler, and Laura together, like, as a.
Yes.
As it should be.
We're one party.
As it should
Tyler,
be.
Tyler, Manny.
Oh, I love it.
Joe, Caesar, Jamie, Jack.
You guys are my dates. You guys are my dates.
Let's be crazy.
Ooh, this
you
is
guys
gonna
are my dates. Literally.
It's going to be a good one. We're really excited. So, more to come.
I can't wait to glam you for your wedding.
Wedding.
No fucking way.
I'm gonna need a trial run.
I'm like, I want to be paid $50.
I actually want to be glammed by you.
No, she's you guys. She has actually asked
before.
I'm like, Nar.
Why?
Honestly, like, when it comes to people that are glam, I don't want to glam.
I'm rolling my eyes so far back right now.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, I don't want to glam you because, like, I'm not good.
Karen's also really good at makeup.
That's why.
I know.
I'm like, dude, you worked at MAC. Like, she knows her tea.
No, but I like to be glammed by other people. Like, I really. But I like to get, like, beat. Like,
she,
go
it's because you can take so much makeup and your face can take it. It can take a beating. Like, mine can take it. Yours can take it.
I can't take a full beating.
This is my favorite glam on you, though. Like, this
thank
soft
you.
Glam is gorgeous. It's
this
just,
is what
it
works best.
You.
Like, suits best. I have a small, narrow, weird face with big teeth and big
it's
eyes.
It's not weird. It's like
she's
literally
so
stunning.
Dumb. She's
I
so
do.
Dude, dude, it makes me violent. I'm it like, Laura, you know you're actually drop dead gorgeous, right?
You know who I realized you look like too?
Who?
Well, I'm sure you always get Sandra Bullock. Do you have a
Sandra I was just gonna say Sandra Bullock. I was gonna say Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
I just watched the proposal and, like, I did the same thing.
All
and
the
then
time.
Do you follow Samara? The fashion blogger on Instagram?
I don't know. Is it the girl I always get tagged? I feel bad because this is one girl on this the TikTok really? That she always makes TikToks, and every time they tag her, I'm like, you look like Laura Lee. I'm like, this controller thinks I'm so ugly. She's like crying herself to sleep.
Let me see. I want her to know what you're talking about.
Oh my God, no. Oh, someone has showed wait. Me that. I sent you one of her posts.
Really, wait a damn minute.
Like, I think that looks like you a lot.
Well, she's gorgeous, so I'm going to take it. I'm going to take every gorgeous. Bit of that take, up. Take I'm going to take it to the head. When
okay, honestly, who do I look like as a celebrity? No one. Literally no one.
I was going to say.
My face went.
Literally no one. That's the gag. I don't look like any celeb.
Unique New York. I don't have that. Unique New York. Who does she look like? Karen?
I can't think. I cannot think of anyone I can think about.
I get, you know who I get a lot, actually, which I think is like a really odd one? Some girl named Chriselle from Sailing Sunset.
Oh, okay. I've never actually watched Sailing Sunset.
I've seen a photo of her and I'm like, I think it's just the glam. I think we just like wear the lash, the lip, the big hair. Like, I think it's just this.
You're a lot glam of times girl.
People, you know, people also tell me like Eva Longoria sometimes.
I can see it.
I think it's because we have a little bit of a crooked smile, like big teeth.
And you part down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have crooked teeth.
And she doesn't have crooked teeth. She also like has like Invisalign. Like, you're freaking fine.
I think the most people like Samara, that girl, and Sandra Bullock like together.
A little combination. A fusing. I've heard a young Robert Downey Jr., but I'm not claiming that because he's too fine.
You're gonna see what he looks like.
The hair, perhaps.
Maybe the hair.
Yeah, your
maybe
hair, I think it's styled the same
but
as his.
But no, I can't. I'm like, Robert Downey, I'm so sorry.
I gotta do some research. I'll figure out something.
Okay, got it. Find
okay,
out
me and Karen have neighborhood drama. We need to talk about this tree. Oh, Lord. Okay, so in this area that we live, it's like on our side of town. It's not our neighborhood, but it is the area. So we heard about it. This huge, beautiful, beautiful Harry Potter looking tree. It's Ty's favorite tree, by the way.
Mine too.
Oh.
It's like shocking.
We ride our bikes by there during the summer. We're riding our bikes by this area. It's a beautiful neighborhood.
Me, and Karen, Sebastian, and Tyler are in a biker gang, by the way.
Yeah, we are.
We have matching vests and we yell at people.
No, it's really cute.
None of that's true. But we are in a biker gang. That part's true.
We look electric bikes.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Yeah, wait, what's that called, the bike?
Super 73.
Super 73s. Yeah.
Oh, those are great.
I have one too now. They influence me.
We literally spend
to
our whole summer on them.
Yeah, and honestly, like, oh my God, about this tree. Oh my gosh. So we used to drive by right by this house all the time, and I was getting my nails done the other day, and I always get like on my YouTube, I get the what is it called? Like, you know when you go to your, it's not for
homepage.
You page. Jeez, look at TikTok's taking over my life.
Your sub feed, yes. Homepage.
Yes,
okay.
And it recommends things. So after watching like one or two news channels, you're always going to get like news.
Always.
Right?
You did not.
So
see
I was
it on
I
there.
Was on there and I was like, oh my God, it said a tree had fallen in the area that we live in. So I was like, oh my God, that's so sad. So I clicked on the article and they showed the house and I was like, wait, this looks really familiar. And I looked at the street and I'm like, we've ridden our bikes by this, and it's the house that I love. It's a like a tree house it's, looking house.
Yes,
a beautiful,
the tree is shockingly beautiful, by the way.
It's like an oak,
like it would catch your eye, like if you rode past it, you would see this tree and be like, oh wow, look at that.
It's an oak, but it has a very unique way it kind of lays out.
It looks like Harry Potter. Yes. It's like very whimsical, whomping and twiggy. Like,
it's
really
a beautiful, beautiful tree, humongous, but this tree weighs 100,000 pounds.
The tree is 100,000. So the tree is way, way, way bigger than the house.
Yes,
just like
the tree, it was like, this is a house, and the tree kind of shadowed over it. I mean, the whole neighborhood has these mature trees that just been there for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Not hundreds, maybe. Like,
I would think.
Probably, huh? Yeah. Like 70, 80 years. Uh-huh. They're mature. They are definitely there for a while. But from what the news said, was in the middle of the night, the tree, apparently something happened with the roots. I don't know if they were rotten or old, but it had tipped over.
Because the tree did not break. The tree literally fell from the ground.
This way.
What? Like, and it was top heavy.
Like, yeah. Their whole ground is lifted up.
And they don't know if it's from the winds throughout the last few days.
Because
winds
were really intense.
But it ended up falling on this house and killing the man that lived in
there.
Wait,
what?
It killed him that night.
It fell onto the house.
But listen, me and Ty rode past it this morning, and it looks like a movie scene.
No,
like, I've never seen
it. It's actually really scary.
Oh, that's so sad.
I drove by it too, and it is
shocking.
Just shredded, completely shredded the top portion. But what's even sadder is that, like, when you drive by and if you look, a portion of the rooms, you can see it from the outside.
Bedroom.
You can see the bedroom. And
it's
so
sad.
Heartbreaking, man.
To be crushed by a tree.
Put ourselves in their situation. Imagine you don't have your house or your husband anymore in a split second.
No, I
can't. Like, well, I know there was a wife. Me.
No, they do actually. They do.
They have one.
I have it. Yeah, I have it right here. Actually,
oh, that's amazing.
Because our neighbors, our neighborhood wanted to help, and they actually. It's so crazy. We have a group chat with our with all the neighbors, and they actually just started it.
Oh, good.
That's really sweet.
Because it's a mom, a daughter,
are
and a dog was like rescued.
Like a literal family. It's like a full blown family.
The house looks like a broke family.
My
house.
Heart. It's just really that. Just that whole. It just broke my heart because it's like you just. You know, who would have thought you go to
a
sleep,
tree.
You lay down, and the tree that's been in front of your house for so many years, you know, and they just, from what I had heard through our neighborhood thing, is they just redid the front yard and everything. So it's
that's
like
so horrible. You know, I mean, how would you ever know, honestly?
They took really good care of the house. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it was really well kept.
It really shook up the whole area, the area that we live in, because nothing like that ever happens mm-mm. there. But mm-hmm. to have a tree and then. Everyone in that neighborhood has massive trees.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's looking at their trees.
Yeah,
like,
everyone
I don't trust
has
you.
These, like, massive. I mean, we have a humongous oak tree in our backyard.
Yeah.
Huge oak tree that was planted from the previous owner. There was only one owner before he moved in. And the tree was planted by the children who are now in their 70s, 80s.
Wow.
And
the
oh, my
tree,
gosh.
Yeah, it's a huge, 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 also an oak tree. But it's not as big as that one. This one's like
that one was like insane. What's really sucky is the tree definitely could have fallen towards the street and it fell right at the
house.
That's
horrible. By the times I've driven by, because that tree, like I said, it stands out. It actually was kind of like this.
Oh no way!
It was, it was leaning.
Yeah, it was kind of leaning because of the way it was. It was so unique. I wish I could find a photo of it.
I know. I wish I would have taken a picture.
I know I have in my stories from a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
I have storied that tree before.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's one of those like where you ride by.
Why
you know
did it have to be that tree that fell? Like the iconic tree. Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. It's sad.
I feel so sad for the family. I can't imagine just because it's like happened so fast and like no time to prepare for like your life.
And right before the holidays.
Like,
oh my gosh. That just adds a whole nother level to it.
The worst fucking time ever.
I know. That's when it breaks my heart, and it's like, you know, like what do you do, like how do you continue, like I've never experienced that, especially like a freak accident. Like how do you just continue? I just don't. I have so many questions. I would not be like okay or well.
Oh
if
my
I was
god
in that situation.
No
absolutely
way.
Not
no
wait speaking of the neighborhood thing, because I remember when you were coming in, like when we first, like you came up, you're talking about like people following you home.
Oh, I
not
was
you specifically.
Yeah, I was
but like
spooked.
That's like a thing.
It's
okay,
going
you guys,
on
right
wait,
now
I need to hear about it because I actually don't know anything
and
at all.
You
and
drive
I'm very
a fancy
curious
car too.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh
so
God,
right now in LA, if you guys are from the LA area or just SoCal, it's like all over the news. The amount of smash and grab robberies, follow home robberies, break-ins into homes, into cars. Right now, my friend just posted a story of this lady today in Hancock Park, which is like a very like historic neighborhood, beautiful, very mm-hmm. safe, was walking her baby, an infant, no less than a year old.
Stop.
This baby looked like a baby, like 3 to 8 months old, uh-huh. walking her, and her camera footage caught her like coming into her house or a driveway and like about to like go in, and two guys walked up, robbed her in broad daylight.
And
what
robbed her baby?
In the
no,
hell?
Not the baby. But,
oh my
like,
god!
Like, stole her backpack.
What are they
gonna
do with the baby?
I don't know, but
you
I'm
never
scared.
Know.
Yeah,
you
honestly,
never know. Sell
honestly,
it? I'm
like,
that's
but
terrifying.
The fact that it's like happening in broad daylight
it's
in
insane.
Really nice neighborhoods, just kind of happening everywhere. I know, like this kind of stuff happens everywhere in the world all the time. It's not like newsflash a lot of people, but it actually is for a lot of us in LA who aren't used to this happening every freaking day, like every. Hour or so there is like
the snatch
like,
and grabs.
Yeah, well, to begin with, like all the how about all like the Nordstrom's getting broken into,
oh,
like
yeah,
20
the,
people go
what's
in.
It called here in LA?
Wait,
it's
like
the
like
big
mob?
Bus to people go in and they rob
a
at
bum
once.
Rush?
A bum no. rush of
I
people.
It was a flash
it's on the new
mob.
Yeah.
Flash mob like, is like when they're dancing. No, I literally said that. I was like, is it a flat? No.
But like in LA and like the Nordstrom's and big department stores right now, they're bomb rushing them with a bunch of people go in and rob at once.
And then
looting essentially.
Looting, yeah.
Yeah. But what they're doing is they're like breaking in, grabbing everything, running out. They're like taking sledgehammers to the windows, robbing people, like I said, in broad daylight. And then it's also happening a lot on Rodeo. Like I know they just hit up Bottega Veneta. They hit up like a Rolex store. Like there's so many stores that have been just getting broken into. Daylight, nighttime, doesn't matter. But also what they're doing is following you home. So if you're driving a nice car, you have nice jewelry on, a purse, whatever, they will follow you home.
And rob
doesn't
you
matter
in
how
your
far
driveway.
You live and rob you in your driveway.
Yeah, there where they know you're isolated.
There was a couple that had just left the highlight room in West Hollywood or Hollywood?
Mm-hmm. Hollywood.
Okay.
You know where the highlight room is at? Mm-hmm. You had your party there for your lunch.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's
They left there, drove all the way home in Upland. You guys know how far Upland is?
It's far, far.
I'm
Upland
not sure.
is going towards San Bernardino.
Oh my God.
It's like 50, 40 miles away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those people follow them home there and then rob them in their driveway, pepper sprayed them, sold their stuff. I mean, I'm sure what they do is they eye to see, like, if you're wearing, like, a Rolex or an Audemars, like, right. a nice, what is that, what is it called?
So they rob your person. Like a watch. Like, yeah. they rob you.
Yeah, you're getting robbed.
Yeah, so that's what's going on, and it's happening so much that the other day we had a Friendsgiving. Our friends hosted something at a restaurant in Beverly Hills, mm-hmm. and we went, and it's in the area where all the robberies have been happening, and when we left, all of us were just kind of like, okay, you guys, like, be careful, because you just don't know.
You literally don't know.
Yeah.
No, and I was like, Sebastian, take a different way home. So we went like a completely different way home.
Yeah.
I just made sure no one was following, because you just never know. I mean, we weren't wearing anything. I'm on my Apple Watch. We weren't wearing anything.
Anytime, Karen, we've like even gone into stores or like anything, you always take your ring off. Like you're always like, Karen's like very smart about it.
Yeah. I'm like very aware. Like, oh yeah.
Very
I
mean, aware.
I pay attention. I've never thought about like seeing someone's following me home, but I definitely pay attention to my surroundings.
You know what? Not me really either, and we should.
Not at all when I'm driving. Not well, even fucking close.
Now I am. I'm like,
only my surroundings, like, in person.
I'm gonna take my ass to the police station. Oh, we can see about that.
Yeah, if you guys are driving, if you ever feel somebody following you,
drive to the police station. Type into your GPS. Don't act like you don't know where it is. Yep. Type in your GPS, go to the police station.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And don't like go faster, just go normal.
Take them right there.
Do it, and then, yep, pull up right then, and if you can, like, try to catch the plates. I don't know what you gotta do, but just whatever you do, like, you just have to do that. I was watching the news too. They were doing like some, you know, they were actually on the news giving advice. Wow. If you find yourself in a situation, like if they try to take your stuff, just let them take it. Don't even fight them, you
I
know?
Wouldn't.
But
I would
they were
not
just
fight.
Saying like, put your hands up and just be like, oh my God. Like, you know, you just kind of scare them, startle them a little bit.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I feel like in a place where you, that would happen to you, like, what do you do? Like a part of you, I would freeze. I'd be like, take whatever you want.
I would freeze.
So fucking disappointed.
Fight, freeze. I'm freezing.
We actually had a friend of ours, a really, really, really close friend of ours, get robbed.
Kind of the same situation.
Yeah. Like a few months ago.
No way.
Before it became a thing. And it's actually, the cops had just, detective just told them that, there, because they robbed her and mm-hmm. her man and put guns to both of them, like to her head and chest, and she was pregnant. And they didn't give a fuck.
They didn't give a fuck. They just took everything.
And they took his watch and everything. And then the detectives hit him up maybe like a month ago and told them that they have some leads, because it's the same people that are doing everything now.
Oh. They're gonna get caught up.
And what happened with them is they got followed home, and when they parked, two cars came on the side
and blocked them.
And they blocked them in.
And imagine four guys coming out, all guns.
Oh, hell.
Like, give up. I'll give up
anything. Maybe anything. You know? Don't care. Anything.
Yeah,
take it all.
Absolutely. It's just like, it's so scary. So it's like a really scary times out here, just in general. Like, this is like, if you guys are watching, this is your sign to be vigilant.
Extra careful.
Be careful.
Extra careful.
Like, lock your doors. Just
don't sit in parking lots.
Especially when you're
lots.
Coming out of like any store, like, look around. Like, see, I'm as a true crime junkie who watches mm-hmm. so much true crime, I'm already very like paranoid, and I don't trust anyone mm-hmm. and whatnot. But now even more, I'm like, fuck, my stress leaving the store is like up
even
now.
Higher.
My I don't want to go anywhere. My last YouTube video, I was recommending products for women. Pepper spray was one of them.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, get pepper spray. But no, when you spray it, you're all about to get pepper spray.
Yeah, it's you too.
But
to be prepared
get
for it.
Pepper spray mm-hmm. can literally save your fucking life. Some guy jumps in your car, something pepper spray the living shit out of him. Yeah. And it could literally save your life.
And there's also pepper spray that actually has like a color, so it would actually stain them.
Oh yeah, it's
it
blue. Show. They have blue pepper mm-hmm. spray now, and it stains mm-hmm. them.
I also have two other recommendations. Is there's one on a keychain, because you know, we always walk with our keychains. No, I mean that one too. But this one's actually like an alarm, and you pull it. And it blares so freaking loud, like insanely loud.
Oh, it's genius.
It's like, it's smart. Very, very loud. So you have that. And then you can also have, I have this one person that has a little sack right here. Mm-hmm. And I actually have a whistle on there. And the whistle, it's like the piercing kind where it will like sound off cars.
It's jarring.
Yeah. And those you can get them on Amazon to say like self-defense for women.
It's so worth it.
And it's like pepper spray that. There's just so much you can do to.
It's so scary.
Because I always say this, people who are like, if they're going to rob you, they're probably terrified as well.
Of course.
They don't know who they're.
They don't know what the fuck's happening.
Uh-huh. No.
They don't know who the fuck they're fucking
like,
with.
As confident as they are, like,
they don't know what's
going to
happen. They don't know what's going
to
happen.
Oh my God, what if they have, you know, self-defense or they know how to fight or whatever.
Yeah.
You just never know. But you have to, you know, if you startle them in any way, do it.
Yeah.
I'm just going based on like what I think, you know.
It's also like it's like also one of the things, especially because it's like holiday season. People get a little bit more desperate during the holiday times.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like it's literally the holiday time.
Well, people can also resell your stuff It's not always desperation. Sometimes people can resell your stuff easier in the holiday times.
Yeah, of course.
But you know what I mean?
Also, too, another thing to know is like ways to not be a victim either is like not leaving things in your car.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Not leaving your car open. Mm-hmm. When you leave your house, turn all your lights on. We do. We turn them all on. I mean, we always have a house sitter and we never leave our house unattended, but we always have our lights on. And I think, you know, you just said like, that's like, hey, like,
lights are
you
on, smart? TV
it's
on.
So scary. We even have to freaking think like that. But
I know you do though.
But even like when you're like coming out of like a Target, like don't ever like park your car next to like a van. Like it's like things like that too, that are just so insane.
Don't
like,
linger really in your parking lot.
Don't linger. Just fucking get and go. Like
lock your car as soon as you get in, because those car doors don't lock them automatically.
Like, I will say, like growing up as a man, like I've never, I mean, I've definitely feared it, but I know it's like instilled, I feel like, in women so much more. Like horror stories are like the fear is so intense. Like for me, I feel like that's, again, like I grew up privileged in that way where I don't have that same kind of like
worry
sense. Mm-hmm. Whereas like as I've gotten older, I have, because I've just like, as naturally I've gotten more anxious about things, and now I'm more cautious and aware. But like growing up, like I didn't really have that as much. You know, I think it's because my parents had all boys. Like I didn't, we never really had to.
We always worried about my mom. They never,
like, it's not like, don't worry about me, worry about you.
A tweet a few years ago, I don't know if you guys have any of you have seen this, but it said, if there was a day without a guy, what would you do? Like if men weren't around?
I would literally be butt naked for the rest of my life.
You know what people said? Ooh. I would take walks at night.
Ooh.
Oh my God. See? Like
the things that these women wanted to do.
Get gas whenever the fuck you wanted to get gas.
Wait, and is that like, is that something that you worry about too?
Guys.
Like not you, but like in just like the worry.
First of all, gas station at night.
This is something fascinating. Like this is like learning.
Even gas during daylight. I cannot tell you the amount of men who have like harassed or bothered the shit out of me seeing me get gas in my car by myself.
Oh no! Why? See, Sebastian always.
But saying what? He like, always what do they
like
say?
Never lets me.
Ty, I yelled at him one time because I went to the gas station to get gas, and a guy harassed me as usual here, and I literally went the fuck off. I was like, "God damn it, Ty!" And ever since then, I haven't pumped gas again.
Yeah,
no way.
So Sebastian usually pumps it because I'm like, he knows I'm already like freaking paranoid with everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not paranoid. It's not that I'm paranoid. I'm just, I don't trust anyone. Like, I'm like, you cannot trust people.
You can't.
People are just, they're weird. They're just weird ass people out there, so you have to be very like aware. And Sebastian's more like, you're always thinking about that stuff, and I'm like, no, I'm just as a woman I have to
but
be
I think
like
it's
that.
Also because Sebastian probably hasn't really thought of it in that way because he's a man, and I wonder if it's like that one, it's like one of those things, because like for me, like I've left your house at like midnight and I've gotten gas
God, I would never do that,
and like that to me, that's so normal.
No
like, it's so like okay no and
way.
I don't know, I think that's, I just like, I don't know, like the, I just haven't grown up with that kind of like worry as
it's
much.
It's like instilled, you know what's crazy in women
is that
which is horrible, to be honest. That's instilled women. Like, it's not fair. You guys have to deal with that.
Right.
It's not fair.
For me, it never really hit me that I had to be like this up until like a few years ago. Because back in the day, like, I wasn't aware of my
young,
surroundings.
Young, dumb, and living
when
your
life. Yeah, when you're young, you don't give a fuck
either. The amount of times that like my friends and I would be out late by ourselves or doing this or doing that, taking rides from strangers, like back in the day, the amount of times that we've done that, I look back and I'm like, I'm just grateful nothing ever happened to me.
Oh my God, 100%. Same. But, I should be dead 3 times over.
Oh my God.
From my decisions of my youth, I should say.
Same.
With actually so many different things. I remember even when I was in college, like what we would do is like when someone would come out and like let's say the parking was too full, I would drive up to the next and be like, hey, do you want to hop in my car so I can go to your, take you to your car so I get your spot? Yeah. And I would do that literally all the time with women, men, it didn't matter. I was just like, hey, can I borrow your spot? And everyone would do it. So it's like crazy to think that that is like,
that's insane, Manny.
That's insane. And I would hop into people's car and I would go to my car and get them their spot. Like, that is like literally what I would do. When I was 20.
So crazy.
That's literally
what I was doing.
When you're talking to me and being like, huh?
Yeah. And I thought that was really normal.
Yeah. Hell no.
I mean, back then. I mean,
maybe, 15 years ago.
It's always been weird, but I feel like
things are weirder at their all time weirdest, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Things are at their all time high in the weird.
Can we take a break, by the way?
Yeah, go ahead.
We should. We're taking a quick break.
Break time.
And
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
And we're back. Yeah. Just to literally have this conversation.
We're about to expose
we're
her.
Back. We're back. We're exposing
tell
Karen
us
now.
The, oh tell us God. A TV show or you haven't watched.
No, a TV show I haven't watched or?
Game of Thrones.
Okay, so I'm not into those series. They're just okay. So.
What is it about them that you don't like?
She
isn't
not Harry
my
Potter.
My lord. Talking to I can't even make it up because I don't even know what they say, but I hate that medieval time shit.
She like, said Twilight. So it seems very sci-fi to you.
So you don't like sci-fi. You don't like vibes. Sci-fi.
Okay, so I don't like, here's my list.
All right.
Things I'm not interested in. I'm not interested in Twilight, mm-hmm. Game of Thrones. I know you're going to say I'm missing out, but I'm not into it. Did I say Twilight already?
Yeah.
Okay. Harry Potter.
Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
She's never watched Harry Potter.
No.
What have you watched?
What in the hell?
Name a show you've watched.
Yeah, and
a
you
show,
liked it. Yeah. That's not true crime.
Breaking Bad. That was
that's
a good
a
one.
Show. That's a good one. I'm surprised you watched
oh,
that.
Oh, Dexter?
Yes, I used to watch Dexter. Shameless.
Oh, Shameless is amazing.
Let me think. Give me some more. Narcos.
You like
Narcos
adult shows. Like adult.
I just can't with that like medieval shit.
Okay, got it.
Like the old
like, give me, like wrap it up in a movie.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Because there's a lot watch a that movie. I'm like, this could have been done like 100 episodes ago.
I'd be eating it
got
up.
Got it. I do too. I just love
see,
to.
But, like, I'm not into it.
I'm into sci-fi though.
What's
I'm
your
really
favorite kind of movie? Sci-fi shit?
Yeah, I like fantasy. Like I like, and I think the reason why I like it is because I like to unwind from like real life. So like, I don't like to watch real life stuff as much as I like to watch fantasy, because I'm like, oh, it's so out of my realm of reality that it's like, it takes me out of the real world.
I will say this, where me and Manny disagree the most is movies? In TV and movies. Shows and movies. And shows.
What do you like?
But I like Marvel movies. You like Marvel movies?
I like Marvel, but that's about as far as I
You're
like
You're like Sebastian.
What is he?
Like Adam Sandler shit.
Oh yeah. Give it all. I like comedy. Like Seth Rogen's one of my favorite people because of all his comedies. I like to laugh. I like for it to be funny.
Yeah.
But I like stupid humor.
See, I'm like an old soul. I like movies that are, I don't know, like I love, my favorite movie on earth is, that? I have a lot, but one of my favorites is Goodfellas.
Amazing movie. I've watched it 20 fucking times. It's the longest movie ever.
It's
what? I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's just a mafia
movie. What is it? Oh, it's a mafia movie. Okay, got it.
I love Casino. I'm not into mafia stuff. I love all that stuff. Yeah. I like things like that are kind of like deep, kind of like
Ocean's 11 kind of vibes.
I've never watched
A little bit more intense.
I am obsessed with Goodfellas. It's one of the greatest
Goodfellas, if you guys haven't watched it, oh my gosh, even it is
old,
one of the best.
Me and Ty watched it recently. Even it's old, it's so good still.
Oh, ages well.
I can rewatch
it
a movie over so and well. Over and over again.
Yeah.
Can, so good. In general, that movie or movies
You should
in
watch Goodfellas.
Like if I'm like, on, if I'm like on Netflix and it's like I won't go and look for it.
But it's there. If it finds I'll watch you, it. You're going to watch it.
So good. And the girl, the main guy, his wife's name's Karen, and she's fucking crazy. And I'm like,
you're that like, would have been you in that time. Me? That would have been you. You would have been that Karen.
Oh, with my gosh.
I want to flush that cocaine down the toilet.
She's like going crazy in the bathroom.
She flushes the cocaine down, and it's like the money they needed for something. And then when the cops leave, he's like, she's looking for it. And he's like, where is it? She goes, I flushed it down the toilet. He's like, what do you mean?
And he Karen! Goes, Karen! And it goes crazy.
No.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's just I love such it. A good
And they
movie.
All get whacked in the end.
Uh-huh. I like how much
okay, well, fuck it. I don't need to watch it then.
I love a good violent movie, though.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Have you watched Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo?
That's a good one.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I like a lot of Leonardo DiCaprio movies, too. Yeah. Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Again, I'm an old soul over here. I like those movies.
Yeah. I love it. I appreciate it.
The iconic olders movies.
The Departed, so good.
Do you like Quentin Tarantino movies?
Yeah.
Those are all really good.
I like those too.
Yeah.
I like, great. Honestly, I like the, I honestly like,
I guess I like everything but that sci fi shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just not into it. Star Trek, Star Wars.
Would you watch anime? Comedy?
Yeah. No, I do love comedy, you guys. Don't get me wrong. I love comedy, but sometimes I feel like, Sebastian's favorite movie is Nacho Libre. And I'm like, what the
I love Nacho Libre too, dude. God, that movie, I love that movie.
That movie annoys me.
It's so funny.
I can't even
give me a piece of that corn.
No.
I'm just kidding.
It's not funny.
That movie, is not that funny.
You said it wrong.
I know. I probably said it wrong.
That movie's not funny to me.
Wait.
With the accent. I need the accent.
No. How does he say it?
Get that corn out of my face.
Get that corn out of my face. It's funny.
So I know what it says, but I can't get into that movie. I think it's honestly... So I don't
think I've watched it in a long time.
I don't think Jack Black's funny.
Oh really?
I get what you mean. He's wild.
I love School of Rock.
He's a little different in that. A little bit.
I think he's definitely funnier in School of Rock than like other movies he's been in. I like him as the panda in Kung Fu Panda too.
Yeah.
Oh, he's in that movie.
I think he's the panda.
She's like, maybe is he right? Am I crazy? Like Jack Black.
Do you like animated movies like Pixar and stuff like that?
Oh my god, Disney movies are my favorite. Absolutely.
They're my
Pixar and Disney. It's the same thing, right? Pixar and Disney, the same.
Yeah. Essentially. Okay, Pixar. Before we end this a little bit, because it's like we're already like 47 minutes in. It's kind of shocking.
So fast.
We want to hear a little bit of juice. A little bit of tea. We always spill a little bit of tea on this podcast. The chisme. I'm a chismoso.
Chismoso?
Yeah, there. Look at that. That was good.
That's good.
We were kind of curious.
Chismosa?
I like the octave change when you do it too.
Am I supposed to change the octave?
No.
I feel like when I speak in Spanish, my voice gets higher.
Mine's deeper.
Say it.
I don't know why. I feel like chismoso. I feel like
chismoso? Chismosa?
It needs an upper.
I always feel like I talk deeper in Spanish. I don't know why. But anyway.
All right, so tell us about a brand experience, Karen.
We want an experience you had to deal with that was just
interesting.
Like, shit. We did an entire brand episode, and we want to hear from you as a brand, like as someone that works
for brands. I saw my face in that photo, in the main photo, you guys.
We should have zoomed in.
Literally.
Damn, a brand experience.
Maybe like, something's a little more interesting.
Whether it's a brand trip, a brand deal, an event, was just like wild that happened that you were just like, what the fuck that you never talked about?
Or just something you didn't like.
Or you didn't like it. I see giggling.
I see giggling.
I see giggling.
There's only like one brand trip that I was.
No, not one.
One that was, yeah.
That was shockingly bad.
There was one brand trip that really, I mean, I've been on so many brand trips and mm-hmm. so many events, and I feel like I've never really had a really odd experience. I have to say though, out of all the brands, beauty brands do it the best. They really go all out with everything.
Yeah.
Because I've gone to non-beauty things like fashion.
Like lifestyle-y
and
stuff.
Yeah. And the one thing a lot of like other brands lack in is just like, you know, being in social, like they don't know how to social. A lot of these like events, social media people don't know how to socialize.
How to put it on.
So there's a lot that they lack in. So for that, I like just stick to the beauty ones. I think they're just much more fun and there's more to show when they're exciting. But anyways, I went on a brand trip one time a few years ago, and it was to a beautiful, beautiful location. It was just a great group of people. Everything was really fun. On this trip, like as beautiful as it was, there was just a lot of like crazy things happening.
Drama.
A lot of drama, stuff with people's boyfriends, and then there was like actual physical fights on there.
See, that's like
that's crazy.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
it was like one of those where I was like, okay, I think that was like my last time going with that brand because I went on a trip with them before that. Mm-hmm. It was also really
rough.
It's not even that it was rough. It's just like I feel like the poor brand was really trying to keep up with these brand trips as they were kind of new at the time.
Yeah.
So they were just trying to do the most. And when you do the most, it's like, it's that you lose the quality of the brand, right?
Mm-hmm.
You lose the quality of what you're trying to do. It's like you're rushing in 1,000 activities and this and that. And then things go south. We were like on the first trip, there was like a boat ride that everybody was vomiting. There was branded puke bags,
which I
thought that was very odd. And then there was just like, even on our way back, nobody wanted to go on this boat. So everybody requested a plane, and the plane was literally something, a chopper from like
helicopters from like Vietnam.
Yes. And they were,
no way.
They were old, so old to the point that I'm like, I look back and I'm like, holy shit, that could have crashed.
You're like, maybe we should get on the boat.
Because we were on a storm.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of like things that happened that I was like, they were kind of like, oh my God, this is like not like too much. So then I went on with them on a second brand trip, and that was like it for me where I'm like, I'm not doing this. Like it was very just a lot of like pressure, a lot of force to do this, force to do that, post this, post that. And I was like, no, I don't even like this shit. Like what the fuck? So things like that kept happening. Then there was fights, people hooking up with people. Then this happened.
That sounds like a reality TV show.
Like a hookup, like a person hooking up with someone else's boyfriend.
I don't know if that was the exact thing.
Okay, God, but it's like hooking up, like in general, like it's like weird. Like
people
like,
hooking up with people, and then like fights and then awkwardness. And then like, there was like a lot of division between like the influencers and then the brand. Like it just got really messy. And I don't know, it left a bad taste in my mouth that from that point on, I said, I need to be more selective who I'm surrounding myself with on these trips.
Because this actually
like can reflect on me. It can make me look bad. I don't want to look, you know, have that, what happened there, reflect on me as who I am, like, and affect my career and my opportunities and whatnot. So that was just kind of like something that kind of shook me. But you guys know me, I don't want to get too juicy in the
No, you're so good too. You're always that. Like, wait, no, I don't want to get too crazy.
I know, I
get
Manny
scared.
Was like, can I ask Karen what it's like to be not problematic?
Ask me more.
No, literally, I was like, what's it like to not be problematic? What do you think about, what do you think about beauty drama? Like, you're never in it.
My goodness. Okay,
so
I feel very honored that I've never been in any drama.
Yeah. Which is so
I think we should start drama with Karen.
I think we should. Let's do a Twitter war.
You know what it is? Here's my thing. I've seen people get dragged left and right.
Yeah.
Right? And I've seen how much it can affect.
We
talked about this before. I see how much it can affect somebody like inside out. It affects everything about you. And I just like never want to go through that. So although like I see things going on, although times I want to like tweet things out, I learn to just not. I'm like, if there's someone I should vent to, it's probably just Sebastian. And sometimes he's just like, oh my God. But I've learned like, what is the point of venting and doing that just to delete it in a few minutes, you know? Cause I'm going to be like, fuck, why did I say that?
Right.
And even when I want to say something, it's like, I won't, because I just know that it's a temporary feeling. How I'm feeling is temporary. Upset I am. It's something that I will regret. And I'd never want to be that person that gets messy like that and whatnot. So I'm very grateful.
It took me a long time to learn that. I would say like my first, like younger 20s, I was definitely more messy. And I think the older I got, I learned like how much value there is in minding your own business. Mm-hmm. And it took me, obviously, and a lot of other people, a long time to learn that. But there's like no way in hell you can drag me in any drama. Right. Even if you came for me, like I'll handle it privately, but you're not going to get me to react.
And that's the thing. Like I have no beef with anyone. I have no problems with anyone. I really mind my business.
Yeah.
I also feel like a part of me, like I don't get too close to anyone.
Yeah.
So it's like I have my groups of friends and whatnot, so it's like there can never be like beef because I'm just like in my own, I'm minding my own business.
You flutter, like you're not like planted in one thing. You're like, I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, so it's like I think because of that, maybe that's why I haven't been anything, because I haven't been like, you know, I don't know,
too attached. It's weird. Too attached to situation.
Right. But I don't know. Sometimes I look and I'm like, maybe sometimes I'm too boring because I just now I don't tweet out. I feel like sometimes I should do more, but what I do is just like beauty and home and whatnot.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, what if I was a little bit more like, you know,
spicy
and sassy. Mm-hmm. I'm sure like my audience and my views will go up. I don't know. Shit will change, you know, but I'm like, do I want that? Is that even worth it? Cause I see people do that. So a part of me also is like, is that even worth it?
Totally. I mean like totally. I understand what you're saying. Totally.
Well, listen,
it's totally worth it.
If you were more spicy, I definitely don't think it's going to like put you as a canceled person or into drama. I think you're gonna deal with more opinions from your audience.
I don't want that because I didn't ask for it.
Exactly.
Honestly, it just depends on what you're cool with.
What do you want to deal with?
Yeah.
I think also too, another reason I feel like I haven't been in any drama is because I started my Instagram account in 2011 or 12. The beginning of IG. Wow. When it was like your pictures all had like frames on them and
I don't exactly
you, yeah, you I know use what you're talking
X,
about.
X Pro whatever
yes.
and the I have seen filter. The rise mm-hmm. of Instagram. I've been through it all. I've seen it all. I see people at their highest and I see people lose everything mm-hmm. and ruin everything and mm-hmm. and I just feel like I'm traumatized from seeing everyone else go through things that it has scared me to actually have a voice.
Yeah,
that it has actually, because you will get scrutinized for everything you say, everything you talk about. If I fucking chill a water bottle, I think about the little things. Uh-huh. Like I am so cautious of what I post, that because I've seen everybody get dragged for the dumbest shit. Mm-hmm. So a part of me is afraid to show too much, which is why I don't vlog, because I'm like, God forbid, I roll my eyes at Sebastian and then all of a sudden I'm the biggest bitch.
They have an unhappy relationship.
Yeah. It's like, there's just so many opinions and I don't want them, you know? I just want to do what I love, which is this beauty and share things I like in makeup and, you know, be a positive influence to people, show them like my fitness journey, show them what I'm doing in a day. Like I don't care for anything else. And sometimes it's like people can be as innocent enough as to just like vlog their day or say something in a different tone and you get completely dragged. So because of that, I am like, I kind of walk on eggshells. And Sebastian was always like, let loose, because he's like, you outside of camera, you're kind of a different person. You're a lot more relaxed and chill. You're not so, because he always trips out. He's like, when I do like YouTube videos, guys, believe this or not, I stutter like fucking crazy.
Oh, okay.
My makeup videos, I stutter. Oh my God, I'm like, not like a problem, but I just think about what I want to say too much. And then I have to redo my entire video.
Get caught up in the work.
The amount of refilming I do is fucking crazy.
Which blows my mind, because baby, if it's filmed, it's going live.
Maybe me too.
You ain't getting
it. It's going live.
We thought through time that would change with me, that I would just like let that go. But Sebastian's like, it's that perfectionist in you that you always want things to be a certain way and you need to relax and let it go. And I'm like, no, but I made this look and my energy was this. They're gonna think I'm sad. Like I'm always worried about what everyone's gonna say. That's the honest truth. I'm always worried because I've seen people get
drugged to the mud.
At any point anyone shows any bit of themselves that's real, they get drugged.
It's so in a way it's like, it sucks because I hold back a lot. I want to share more, but I'm like, I don't want your opinion. I don't want your thoughts.
You're like, I'm happy and successful. I'm good. Also not sharing any of that. Yeah. So why get
into
it?
But then a part of me is like, you know, I love to show people, like if I had you guys on Close Friends, you know, it's a different side of me on there.
Totally.
But,
I love seeing your Close Friends. I'm fucking being crazy. I'm just
kidding. But it's nice.
But I definitely wish sometimes I just didn't like give a fuck.
Yeah.
I really wish I had that, because that's one quality that I wish I wasn't, like I didn't care too much. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sucks.
This could be bad advice, but getting out of your comment section, getting out of your DMs will free your spirit.
Oh my God, I know.
It will free you. It will literally free
you. It's true. Like we literally had this conversation many times.
We did.
How, you guys asked me how I'm not problematic. How do you guys not give a fuck?
I feel like we don't give a fuck.
We don't.
Lot.
We so, don't.
What do you do? Like, how do you not care? How do you say what you want? Because, man, you're very vocal. You share everything on your mind. You don't care whose feelings you're hurting. You don't care.
And if it's going I've even seen like people talk shit about you and you like not even like, you're just like, oh, okay.
I think that for me, it comes to knowing what my intention is. And when it comes to like, let's say I hurt someone's feelings. Let's say like, I'm never meaning and intending to hurt someone's feelings. I'm never intending to do the wrong thing. Had things happen, like that I did the wrong thing, absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I'm not purposely doing that. And if people can't understand that about me, then I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's what it is. So I think that for me, it's like, I know where I'm coming from in my own mind. And I think that my family, my friends, they all know who I am. Like, you guys know how I am
and
in real life.
And your followers that like love you. And your followers that actually
hone in on you and they know, and they like know how you are and they know your like manners. They know like the little things about you. They know you're not like being a bitch on purpose. You're not doing this on purpose. But like, I'm not going to say I don't have moments where like I do react like a bitch, and I do have moments where I'm like, no, you're a fucking dick. And like, I will have those moments and I can't help it. But I've learned as time's gone on, as I've gotten older too, I'm also 32, you know? And so I'm like, as time goes on, I care less and less. And I think that as I get older, I'm like, the caring like gets left on the wayside more.
Yeah, you so get like to be more free.
Yeah, you get more free and you just feel a little more like, it's like when like people that are older, like people that are 90 year olds, they just
be
say whatever the fuck they want to
say.
They don't
fuck.
Give a fuck
don't give
because
a fuck.
It's, as they get older, they care less and less on this because they realize and they hone in on what's actually important, how they feel. And I think that's what it's like, it's gotten to me now. And like, honestly, I'll always just talk about where I'm coming from and where I'm feeling. And if people want to stay around for that, where my genuine concerns, my genuine feelings, great. Like, fuck yeah, I'll continue to have a community for that. And if not, then they don't. Like, I don't really care enough to like facilitate something fake. I'd rather just be like, no, this is my real ass self. And if you don't like it, then like, don't fucking watch it. You know?
I know. I love that about you. I've always loved that.
Thanks.
It's a beautiful thing because I feel like, I don't even have like anxiety, but it's like the fear sometimes I get when I'm just like, I want to say something and then I have to delete it and then redo it again because I don't know. This was in the way. I don't know. I think too much. I worry too much about, as much as I don't care about what people say, I worry too much about, I don't know.
Well, the thing is also what I've come to realize is that like, it's hard when you feel like things could go away.
Yeah.
And I think the idea of like, if I do this and like this one thing that I could have picked at and gone away, like that could have saved me so much grief in the future. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people kind of hone in on that. And they think like in an anxiety way, because you know, anxiety is worrying about the future, depression's about the past. And that's kind of like how I always thought of it. Mm-hmm. So for me, it's you always get that.
Yeah, if that's you have anxiety, you're focusing on the future. If you have depression, you're focused in on the past.
Like you're depressed about something that happened already.
So if you're dealing with a lot of anxiety every day, you're worrying too much
about what could happen that hasn't happened.
You know, I actually do want to talk about that real quick. I don't have it, but I do want to show you guys something that's changed my life that...
No, please do. Like, literally share this
exact moment. I'll let you finish your sentence.
I don't know what I was saying. I completely on a tangent. No, I was just saying, like, I feel like because I've honed in on those kind of things, I feel like it's kind of helped me to be where I am now. And like, now it's just like... I've been through the worst. Like I've been drugged through the mud. Mm-hmm. I've been canceled before. I've lost hundreds of thousands. I lost so many different things that now it's like, I feel like if that didn't kill me, like.
Baby, what will?
It made me stronger.
I don't know what that's
yeah,
absolutely. Like.
Yeah, I know you don't.
What was that like for you?
It was hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we, you guys imagine. Did it though. And we did. You know, I've always believed this. I'm like, don't come for me. I always feel that. You're the only one that can cancel yourself.
Yeah.
Like no matter how much the world will come for you, only you in charge of being canceled.
Yeah.
So like if, for example, you had let all those comments get to you and you guys decided never to come back online and just turn it off, then you allowed it.
You made it happen.
But from at the very end, people will have to move on and they can choose to support you or not. And then you just continue doing it and you'll rebuild back up. And you guys are a prime example of that you can get out of that. You can get out of those situations and you guys did so well.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
No, I really admire both of you and
Aww, well, we love you. That's why we wanted to have you.
I want to really quickly circle about
say it, please.
Anxiety and stuff. Okay, so a few months ago I realized I was always really, really, really stressed. Like beyond stress. I think I went through a few months where I was like, I don't think I've ever shared this with anyone, but I was really stressed. Like just had I think it was anxiety that I was feeling because I would just like wake up and then if my day didn't go correctly, like a certain way, I felt like my whole day was like over and I needed to like, I'll start over again tomorrow. And then I couldn't focus. I didn't want to be in my beauty room. I was like really sad. I don't know why. And I just felt myself always feeling stressed and overwhelmed and thinking about so much stuff. So yeah, I think you're
definitely
right.
Definitely anxiety for sure. Okay, so it sounds like to me.
Yeah. So then in July of last year, I decided to do like a 30 day of no drinking, right? Mm-hmm. And in those 30 days, like I didn't notice, like I was expecting like, oh, I'm gonna lose like 10 dress size. No, I didn't notice anything, but I noticed I felt better.
Like
and
clarity.
Then, yeah. And then when it came in August, my birthday came around, I drank that weekend. And then after that weekend, I was kind of like, okay, I think I'm okay for a while. And then September 20th, Sebastian and I started like a full on like, or that's when I started a full diet, like mm-hmm. new lifestyle change. We changed everything. We cut out sugars. We cut out alcohol. We cut out so much processed shit. Like our food is just honestly like healthy, like the healthiest I think we've ever been in our lives. It's yeah. wild. Which by the way, it's with a Coke Zero. Okay. Just so you guys know.
It's a Coke Zero, damn it.
No sugar in there, but we cut out like a lot of things. And, I was telling Sebastian this a few days ago or like last week. I was like, oh my God, have you noticed I am no longer like stressed mm-hmm. and no longer feel anxious. I no longer feel like sad. Like I completely stopped. And I really think we were just putting so much shit in our body.
That's true.
That it was affecting us. Like I don't remember the last time I was stressed about anything.
I watched a man that went on a podcast and his wife, he'd kind of eaten like a little rough his whole life. He wasn't like super overweight, but he had a good bit of health issues, sleeping problems, snoring, couple health issues here and there. He was getting older and his wife convinced him to only eat like baked chicken and broccoli for like 30 days, lunch and dinner, baked chicken and broccoli, nothing else. Every single health problem he had and the snoring stopped in a week.
Oh yeah, Sebastian doesn't snore anymore.
Every health problem, every mental health problem he had went away. And he like contested this because he took out all the trash out of his food, went to chicken and broccoli. Obviously, you can mix it up a little bit. And it completely changed his life.
I promise you guys, like I remember like very, I don't think I have any issues, but with like the stress and like the mental things you think about, I swear, like, all the shit in my body was affecting me. It was deteriorating me. I was like, I had no energy. I had low energy. I was sad. I was anxious. There were so many things, but we changed our complete diets. I went down 11 pounds, which is crazy because it doesn't.
That's insane.
Yeah. I went like nothing.
You're like shredded.
These pants don't fit me right now. These are like the tightest pants I have and they don't even fit me anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, I was 140. I'm 120. I'm about to be 128. Ah! I just keep on like dropping.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. But I'm eating a lot though. I'm eating really
good. Good stuff.
But the good
stuff. I still have my carbs, guys. I still have, I get protein in every single meal. Like I eat really, really good. I'm very satisfied with my meals. But I just put the good carbs in me, the good protein, the good stuff. But from cutting, like no more candy, none of that. I've noticed like
that's amazing.
Huge, huge change in how I feel and stuff. But yeah, Sebastian doesn't snore anymore.
See? At all.
I used to have terrible snoring problems.
It's like this That's dude insane. Was like having sore joints and like just like crazy medical problems terrible. That all went away.
Sebastian used to have the worst back on earth, like terrible.
Just terrible it's back. It's gone. It's fixed.
All that processed shit, honestly, all the chemicals.
Well,
it's fucked up with our body.
We should do a video with Sebastian on this stuff because he's, Sebastian is like so deep. And says he's down 35 pounds.
Which is so crazy.
That is crazy. He looks every so time different. I see him, I feel bad because I'm like,
you look so good.
You look great. Yeah, and I'm like, literally. You looked great before.
No,
but
right.
He looks amazing. He looks amazing. You do too, though.
No, I feel like him, he looks very.
I know you guys are working hard and like staying true, though. So you guys deserve all
you worked for
we could definitely come back and do something on that
a because little couple one.
He's so into this right now.
Shout out La Platica.
Platica.
La Platica.
Platica. There we go. Platica.
He would be he would love to come in here. He would love all this
okay,
stuff.
Okay, next time.
Oh, I love it. We definitely
time
have
we're
to.
Gonna
we'll get more in
you
depth
guys.
About this in the future later on. But
this was really and more interesting, Miss Karine.
Huh?
I said, and more cheese later.
Oh, yes. I know. Come at me with more. Maybe I want to start spilling some.
Yeah, right.
You
she becomes a drama
job.
Channel.
You are messy
no,
at all.
You did an amazing
no, but
job.
See that to me. No, but see that to me. I'm like, okay, I didn't say any names. I didn't say anything.
No,
but I literally. Mean, I got some more stuff. But maybe that's for the next episode.
That's our next episode.
Time. Next.
That's
time.
Our next episode. Next. But time. Oh my god, thank you so much for coming on.
I know. Yes. Thank you guys for having me. This so is much amazing.
Fun. And I'm glad you had fun with it because we had a lot of fun.
We did too.
I did too.
Chilling.
I'm glad you guys started this. I love.
Really?
Yeah. This needed to happen like forever ago. So
thank you so much.
We love it.
I'm sure everyone else feels the same way. You guys entertain everyone. Your guys' topics are always so great. And
Thank you. We love you. We love you. And we'll see you guys in our next episode.
Bye. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.